Welcome to Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. Today's question comes from Bradley, and he wonders, what are practical ways that churches can help Christians struggling with homosexuality? He says that he feels the church is not reaching out to the homosexual community, especially caring for those in the body who are believers struggling with homosexual desires.
I was surprised with that especially sentence coming right after are not reaching out, but he probably means reaching out just in general, not to the world. Well, that's probably true, that the church is not as good as it should be with regard to caring for people struggling with homosexual desires. And one of the reasons is because it's very hard to make those connections. Many men and women do not want to go public under any circumstances, just because it puts you in a very difficult position in the best of loving situations. But we all know they're there, and we want very much to so preach and so teach as to be a help to them. And my approach has these elements. I want to say to a man or a woman, and I've just had two instances most recently, two more that have come into my life. I want to say, do not define yourself this way. Don't say, I am gay. Don't say, I am a homosexual. Say rather, I struggle with homosexual desires, or I struggle with lesbian temptations. That's a very small and huge distinction. I had a brother once, Christian brother, who was in this church, and he had AIDS, and he had been dissolute in the homosexual lifestyle, and God wonderfully saved him, and he taught me so many things over the years that we were together, about 10 years or so. He eventually married, and he eventually died of AIDS, married a woman and died of AIDS. He helped me draft the homosexual statement. In fact, that would be one thing that maybe this brother could write for here. We would send him. It's a one-page, I think it's called a statement of conviction and compassion with regard to homosexuality and how we want to relate. Joe said to me, don't ever let any man tell you he is a homosexual. Always correct his vocabulary, because in Christ Jesus, that's not who I am. In Christ Jesus, I'm a new creature in Christ. And just like John Piper is a new creature in Christ, but I struggle with the sin of impatience, and I struggle with the sin of lust, and I struggle with the sin of pride. This person is not a homosexual. This person is new creature in Christ and struggles with the temptations of homosexuality. And I just want to come alongside them and say, now get that as your paradigm, and then let's struggle together in chastity, in purity, till we're dead. And who knows how much healing may come. There's an article in the most recent Christianity Today, here we are recording several months earlier, but about 30 years later, Exodus Ministries, 30 years later, and it's more sober, and yet the healings really do come. People really do change. People are enabled to get victory over those temptations, perhaps not so that they never entirely go away, but other ones flourish and make life possible heterosexually. Or if not, then we stay single and we stay chaste and we serve the Lord in whatever way we can. So I don't want to create the impression that this is a taboo subject at my church, or that I won't be patient and compassionate with those who are struggling with it. They got enough burden of their own. I mean, I just heard of another young man who's just suicidally depressed because of who he thinks he is. And so, everything in me wants to say to him, I'll stand by you all the way till my grave or your grave, but don't give up this battle, and don't think God doesn't have you here with this struggle for a purpose that you can find and flourish in.
Ask Pastor John, a podcast of John Piper and Desiring God. Know God and enjoy Him more than ever. through spending time today at our website, desiringgod.org, desiringgod.org.